I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. An explosion on a key bridge to Crimea early Saturday, causing part of it to collapse. The Kerch Bridge is a key supply line for Russia's war effort in southern Ukraine. Fox's Trey Yingst has the latest from Kyiv, Ukraine.
That blast and subsequent fire decimating the road and train sections of the bridge, sending large pieces of concrete plunging into the water below. The Russians say three people died after a truck exploded, adding that an official investigation is underway into the owner of that vehicle. Russia used this bridge as a main supply line to support their southern offensive in the Kherson region, and the destruction is viewed as a significant intelligence achievement for Ukraine. As the war rages on in the eastern part of this country, Russian forces fired on Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv overnight.
Nobody has claimed responsibility for the blast. Meanwhile, an explosion at a gas station in Ireland Friday leaves several people dead and others wounded.
The 10 casualties are four men, three women, two teenagers, a boy and a girl, and a younger girl.
Police Superintendent David Kelly, that explosion in County Donegal. Police and emergency crews from both the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland responded to the disaster. Police are still investigating the cause of the blast, but they believe it to be accidental.
Fox's Karen McHugh. With the midterm elections fast approaching, Vice President Kamala Harris in Austin, Texas, Saturday, reaffirming the Biden administration's commitment to protecting women's rights.
The future of this issue will be a function of our willingness to fight for this, understanding that, again, it is about freedom, it is about liberty, it is about justice.
Judges in Arizona and Ohio blocking state laws banning abortion procedures on Friday. Ohio Attorney General David Yost, who is in favor of the ban, might appeal the case to a higher court. America is listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
More details emerging regarding the suspect in Thursday's stabbing attack on the Vegas Strip. Fox's Christina Coleman has the report.
Telemundo reports that Bardios, the murder suspect in this case, was here in California outside of City Hall in downtown Los Angeles asking for help just days before the stabbing spree in Las Vegas. The police report states that Bardios went to Las Vegas to stay with a friend, but the friend told him that he couldn't stay at his house, so Bardios caught a bus to the Las Vegas Strip. Bardios told police that people were making fun of him on the bus ride. The arrest report also states that Bardios asked some showgirl impersonators to take a picture with him as he held a large knife. He thought the women were laughing at him and he started running around to, quote, let the anger out. Police say he ended up stabbing eight people with a 12-inch kitchen knife.
With the influx of migrants at the southern border, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos tells Cavuto Live that more resources should be used to curb the crisis.
Instead of perhaps IRS agents, maybe we need a new more immigration judges or something to speed things up. Because the way it's working, well, actually, it's not working. So we definitely need to do something.
A small and meaningful item found in one of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Ian.
Ashley Garner lives in Fort Myers, Florida, and lost her wedding ring outside of her house a couple of days before Ian struck. Her husband and her three kids helped her look, but Garner says she just accepted that it was gone, saying, it was only a thing, it's replaceable, and I just let it go. The family stayed put during the hurricane, and while their home didn't suffer any flooding, Ian's nearly 150-mile-per-hour winds did make a mess outside. Believe it or not, just 10 minutes into cleaning up post-storm, Garner's husband moved a pile of brush near the garage and found the ring. Garner writing on Facebook that amidst all the devastation Ian caused, finding the ring gave her hope.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.